Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want to hear from you. Give me a holler. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. As I always implore you, beg you, I'm on my knees. It's like Keith Sweat. But before Keith Sweat, I'm Sam cooking it on my knees, girl. Look, I'm trying to holler at you. Fellas, I'm trying to holler at you. Come to me. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Email me your questions, comments, concerns. I'm reaching out. Reach out and touch on my hand. Make me stop singing. Because you know I can't. Anyway. So, SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com is the email. You could also, on the Facebook group page, hit us up, join the group, give your questions, comments, opinions. We accept it all. Twitter. I don't have Instagram or Snapchat because I'm not vain enough to walk around and take pictures of myself. Now, if somebody wanted to go ahead on and take pictures of me for me and do that for me, and you wanted to hold on to the Instagram, Snapchat, I give you a Smooth Drama shirt, and you can do your thing. You can be the official Smooth Drama Snapchat Instagram. So if you're interested in that position, I'm sure Mr. J would love to interview you. I mean, he would interview the hell out of you when he comes back from his, his reoccurring vagina-eating accident injury. You know, the scar tissue, whatnot, affects him from time to time. But anyway, I kid Mr. J, even though he knows it's true. Speaking of what's true, Jay-Z ran into a little problem. Well, it wasn't a real problem for me. It was like a dude was, he going out on the town on a date with his wife, and a dude rolls up on him. You know, fans won't take pictures, whatnot, and she's smiling, being nice, but dude got real close to do the selfie and like a man who protects his woman should. Jay-Z, push him like, hey, back up, dog. What the hell's wrong with you? Back up off my woman. Of course, press is making a big deal. Jay-Z pushed the fan away from Beyonce. Like, yeah, get your bitch ass away from my woman. That's basically what he was saying, because, in light of what was we talking about a couple months ago, that America's Got Talent, or the voice lady who got killed by a fan, it is so sincere nowadays, because some of you fans are crazy as hell. So, him pushing them away is like, yeah, I mean, how they got that close in the first place? The security is very, very sloppy. I mean, because if I'm a star like Beyonce and Jay-Z, hell no. Everybody talk this accessibility to the fans, so the fans can get that experience. It's like, but y'all crazy as hell. Y'all rolling up on folks. Y'all killing the people that you like. Stalking them and. I mean, because basically the TMZ and all these reporters, the stalker business, there's one thing to take pictures, request interviews, all that. I get that. You know, that's part of the job. But this other stuff that y'all do, that ain't part of the job. That's stalkerism. Last time I checked. And so folks just rolling up. Oh, I want to take a selfie. It's like, come on, man. Come on. Suck. I mean, yeah, Beyonce is fine. She's a beautiful woman, great performer, all that. But if you can't get it the regular way, if you gotta go through all these extremes to get a picture, and I mean, it's a picture and these damn autographs worth all that. I mean, somebody signed something and y'all damn near killing each other to get that. You know, I mean, it was bad enough. Somebody found Steph Curry's mouthpiece and sold it for like $3,000. I mean, are we at the point where folks is buying mouthpieces for like $3,000? A mouthpiece. Y'all some suckers. Some tricks. And, you know, I believe the thing he said, sorry, tricks are for kids. Y'all worse than little kids, grown folks, taking selfies. Get out of here with that. I can't deal with them. But I guess it's better than yes, the price of fame and stardom is way better than doing what you have to do in, like, North Korea by comparison. North Korea, Kim Jong-un, if you don't know who that is, he's the leader of North Korea. He has started his own, like, little, they have their state broadcaster in the Korean Central Television. They introduced Man Bang. And no, it's not, Man Bang is not like a cousin of Gang Bang. Man Bang is like a Roku type set-top box that enables the citizens to enjoy an endless stream of documentary films about the country's Kim family dynasty and follow information related to the leader's activities. The device's name means everywhere in Korean. Now, I don't know about y'all. I mean, here in America, I'm sure there would be some suckers who would love to watch President Obama and his whole thing. You know, folks would be like, okay, now we can watch the documentary. Does he have a birth certificate? Y'all remember that garbage. And they'd be like, okay, in the documentary, him making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, that's him. He's like talking to his kid. It's so riveting. Oh, he's on the phone with Michelle and they're talking. Oh, it's, yeah. So we don't have to watch it. But I mean, the title alone is funny because it says Man Bang. Not to be confused with Gang Bang, but I just have to keep that Man Bang. And that you can look at Kim Jong-un documentaries. And you know, more than likely, if you don't watch a certain amount of Kim Jong-un documentary, you don't stream it, you probably get in trouble. You probably get a little bit in trouble. It's funny. Like, woo. You know, the people were celebrating like, oh, yeah, we can, Man Bang. At first they heard it like, Man Bang, yeah, it's documentaries about Kim Jong-un and his family. Man, I can't wait to watch that. It's the greatest thing ever. You know, because you have to say that or die. Woo! North Korea. Gotta love it. I wonder if they had that in South Korea. Like, you can like, watch your favorite South Korean. I mean, we call it reality shows here. You know, those godforsaken shows that y'all watch. I say y'all because I don't watch it, but I'm going to move on because there's something even more important in this segment that I wish to speak on, and that's KFC. I know y'all seen KFC has ramped it up lately. They really, 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 really want your business. They've been doing the whole different kernels, and now KFC is taking it to the next level. They've created sunscreen that smells like fried chicken. Yeah, you heard me. I said it. KFC has created a Kentucky Fried Chicken SPF 30 sunscreen. They announced on Twitter Monday. Yeah, I'm going to quote them. The sun gives us life, but if we're not careful, it also gives us painful sunburn. That's why we made KFC's Extra Crispy Sunscreen. Harmful ultraviolet rays bounce off your skin while the lovely fragrance rays penetrate it to give you a healthy chicken aroma. I'm sorry, I can't. Ooh, I'm trying, but it's like KFC with the sunscreen that smells like fried chicken. So basically, you don't have to work at KFC to have that KFC smell. Now, from the privacy of your home, you can put on, and you know there's going to be a lot of people, especially if you're like somebody that like black people, you can just put that SPF on there. And you smell like fried chicken. If you're a girl, you're gonna have a brother following you. And if you're a guy, you're gonna have a sister following you. I mean, everybody loves chicken, but we all know that. I mean, basically, this is like older chicken. Like, it should have been a perfume or a cologne, but instead they do a sunscreen. Like, oh, see, and I'm saying either they're trying to promote interracial dating or they just want more people to come to, because I'm assuming that you can buy it at KFC. And it's, yeah, so you not only can you get chicken there, you can get some sunscreen and just be out in the mall. And I'm sitting up there thinking, like, I could buy some of that, go to the mall, and just be in the food court and get followed around like, because you can imagine, it's like, oh, hey, you smell good as hell. What you wearing? Oh, this that new this new cologne I got. Like, it just make me want to eat you all up. I know, huh? You know. Let me buy you a biscuit and let's talk. Why KFC? Why do we have a sunscreen that smells like fried chicken? I mean, I had all kinds of conspiracy theories in my head. I mean, obviously they want black folks to come up in there, and they want people who like black folks to come up in there, because it's like the best of both worlds. Because I can't think of too many people who wouldn't be like, yeah, I smell like chicken. You want to holler, don't you? and it's like you walk past a bunch of brothers and you smell them like chicken. They're like, ah. It like tilted. So even if you weren't the most attractive of people, it's like folks is tilted because it's like, oh, man, she smelled good as hell. I don't even know. I'm just saying. Chicken. So if you're somebody, you trying to pull the brothers, you trying to pull the sisters, KFC done hooked you up today. The giveaway of 3,000 bottles has already sold out. So you go to their site, you order, or maybe they'll even you can get one at the KFC nearest you. Yeah, KFC, Kentucky Fried Sunscreen, baby. Can't wait to lick them fingers now, huh? I'm going on break. I'm done. This is Slum Village. Forth and back. I'm a boogie a little bit because I'm a gangster while I'm putting on my Kentucky Fried Chicken sunscreen so that I can get some folks that want to lick on my fingers. Anyway, Slum Village. Forth and back.
Well, all right, I'm on your radio dial. 107.5 Detroit. What town? The Motor City is the place to get down. Look up at the top of the charts. What do you see?
Time for some action. Please don't want people paper stacking. Asking for that, like asking for satisfaction, the climaxing. Nasty blow on to Miss Jackson. Hardcore, like pistol grip packing. In fact, when we rapping, it's no slacking. Remember back when we used to backspin. Hustle, do it, Earl Flynn. SB the heavyweight like your mom, Sherlyn. Keep it realer than your girl, Sherlyn. Do it, Detroit, Berlin. Yeah, moving the shit. Yeah, forth and back. 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 Come on, rock to the rhythm. Forth and back. Forth and back. Forth and back.
Shake that bag. Shake that bag. Shake that bag. Shake that bag. Shake.
kind of thug be like. For me, your life, it ain't passionate. The way that you act, it ain't on track. Women are like that. Oh, shit, it wants to be a part-time love affair. Tell me, what do we share? Give me two things that you endure. Being independent and self-employed. And the fuck about sex, can you just get no? Told you I was coming, but you can't sit. And this is love, I never happened. Never happened. It's too much. I know you really want to come get me.
Your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was Slum Village, forth and back. Shake that thing just a little bit, just enough to get that fried chicken smell all up in there, all up in there. Just get it up in there. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. It's good to have the freedom to do that. You know, if you had freedom, would you do what I do? Or would you do what you do? That is the question. Anyway, the answer is, you don't want to do it like Kurt Metzger. Kurt Metzger, a former writer on the Amy Schumer's Comedy Central series, Inside Amy Schumer, clarified his comments about rape following, you know, a little social media firestorm, you know, where a whole bunch of people reply, "You suck." Click, "You suck." Then they go into, "Oh, well, if you're black, you look like a monkey. Oh, if you're white, you're a Turk." You know, they degenerate, those comments degenerate. Anyway, this dude tweeted about a male comic. And what happened was there was a male comic who was accused of allegedly raping multiple female comics. And so what he did is he cast doubt on the allegations and criticized sexual assault survivors who do not report the crimes against them to the police. And I will quote Kurt Metzger, who has the name of a racist asshole to begin with, so shouldn't be shocked there. "If my disjointed swatting at biplanes like King Kong confused and hurt reasonable people who agree with me, I apologize. It was never my intent to antagonize victims or their supporters. My defensiveness came from feeling deliberately misunderstood. I am not a rape apologist. My position has always been in defense of the victims of assault. I realize that when emotions are running high, it might not be the time to aggressively philosophize on a sensitive topic. I stand by the points I made, but I sincerely apologize for using inflammatory language to make them." So basically, what he was saying was, hell with y'all. I believe that shit, but I'm sorry that I said shit. I should have said, "I believe that stuff." So basically, what he's saying, like, yeah, you know, this male comic who was accused of allegedly raping multiple female comics and criticizing the survivors who do not report the crime. I've said this, and I'm going to say this 1,000 times more. The people who criticize people who don't report rape immediately, one, have never been raped or molested, and two, shit, they're men. I mean, we know in America in particular, rape, well, I'm not going to say America, because you leave out of America. I mean, women complain here in America about not having rights and being thought of as second-class citizens. Shit, you leave the United States, you are underneath shit. I mean, you know, it's not funny, but it's funny, but y'all women in particular are nothing on the world scale. It's just that those are facts. And as we've seen, hell, you can rape any damn body and it doesn't matter. You can have the video proof. You can show you actually putting the drug in the whatever they drink, the roofie. Then you can show you dragging the woman to the bed. Then you can show you taking the woman's clothes off, and you can show the penis penetrating the vagina. And it will not matter, because it don't matter. No matter what, if you're a rapist in this country, boom. You can get away with damn near anything. If you're a white male, though. I mean, we have to, you know, if you're a rapist and a black male, no. Not unless you're rich like Bill Cosby, and they'll just destroy your credibility. But yeah, if you're rich in white, if you're poor and white, doesn't matter. But in order to get off as a black man, you have to be like uber rich. You can't just be regular rich. You have to be uber rich. Case in point, Josh Brown. I mean, we all know about the Stanford kid, Stanford rapist, and the plethora of other rapists that have gotten away with it. But my case in point here is Josh Brown, who is a field goal kicker for the New York Jets. He has a one-game suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Now, as we know, the NFL have had a little problem with domestic violence. I mean, as we know about the acts of Ray Rice and Greg Hardy. And apparently, Josh Brown was even worse than Ray Rice and Greg Hardy. Reportedly, he did it repeatedly. You probably haven't heard of it because Josh Brown is a 37-year-old white male. I mean, it hasn't really been in the news, like, talk about. I mean, because you remember when Ray Rice went, his video went viral. It was everywhere. You were like, oh my God. You couldn't help but see it. Apparently, Josh has done it several times. He got a one-game suspension. Now, Greg Hardy, he got an 8-game suspension. And as we know about Ray Rice, he was kicked out of the league, period, for a whole year. And he never got a job back. Not saying that he should. I mean, because And we all saw how despicable it was. And we heard how despicable Greg Hardy was. Josh Brown reportedly has beaten his woman repeatedly. And the new head coach for the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo, who right after getting the job in January, came out and said he has no tolerance for domestic violence, and it's very important not to have that element on the team. Change course. He's not even getting involved with the disciplinary process. And I will quote Mr. McAdoo when he says, "We support the league office in their decision and their stance on personal conduct. I do support Josh as a man, a father, and a player. And we treat these situations on a case-to-case basis." Now, what was he charged of? His suspension comes from a domestic violence charge in May 2015. Even though it happened in May 2015, he got a free agent deal, 2 years, $4 million in April. Supposedly because he was a pro bowler, made 30 out of 32 field goals, it didn't matter. Because he's a pro bowler. Now, I'm guessing if he'd have missed like three or four more of those, he may have been kicked off the team. But I think y'all know where I'm going with this. White male gets a contract. Ray Rice, equally despicable, kicked out the league. Blackballed, whichever one you want to call it. Greg Hardy, horrible, horrible human being. No team has picked him up. He was suspended for 8 games. Josh Brown, he was suspended for 1 game. One game. Got the contract extension. And in football, as some people know, football, your contracts aren't guaranteed. So they can cut you and not have to pay for you if they were about that stance. But, they're not about that stance. I mean, we know what happened with Ryan Lochte lying on the mic. And basically, he had to make a donation, and he's free to go. And if you think there's no backlash, Andrea Tantaris of Fox News, she claims there's retaliation for harassment complaints. If you don't remember, she's a former Fox News host. She charged in the lawsuit filed Monday that top executives at the network, including the man who replaced Roger Ailes, punished her for complaining about sexual harassment by Roger Ailes. Remember, he was the dude that was like, "Hey, give me a little bit. We should have already been having sex." And so she came out and he got fired. And of course, the blowback, like always, that happens to rape victims and people who are tired of being harassed. They get this, they get that blowback. In her lawsuit that she filed in the New York State Supreme Court in Manhattan, she claimed she had breached her employment contract by writing the Fox, I'm saying it wrong. Fox News, with Fox as a company, claimed she had breached her employment contract by writing a book without receiving network approval. Of course, Spock said they're not going to comment on pending litigation. She came out, and I quote her, she said, Fox News masquerades as a defender of traditional family values, but behind the scenes, it operates like a sex-fueled Playboy mansion-like cult, steeped in intimidation, indecency, and misogyny. Mr. Ailes, of course, as y'all know, he resigned after Gretchen Carlson said in a suit that she is fired for refusing his sexual advances. Tantaris had said the same thing, only the chief lawyer for Fox charged that she concocted her sexual harassment claims to gain leverage in the contract dispute. And her lawyer, Judd Burstyn, said the book dispute was a pretext that Fox was using to silence her. So, I mean, and I'm thinking y'all know that if he's trying to hit one, he's probably trying to hit more than one. But, you know, he got to resign. I mean, no jail time. And I'm sure he got a nice severance package with the promise to be able to do whatever sometime in the future with them, which is standard operating procedure for these cats. I mean, for example, in a backlash here, I read that Stanford University is banning liquor from their parties after a sexual assault case. So so no hard alcohol and shots of liquor will be able to be on campus open to undergraduates. It prohibits certain high volume liquor containers from undergraduate housing, like they were legal in the first place. I mean, I would guess that 95% of the people who go to those frat parties, whatnot, are under 21. And they were drinking. So for them, basically it's them covering their butt saying, hey, we made it illegal. So if anything happens after the fact, it's not on us, right? Because, hey, we ban alcohol at our parties. Now, as we know, Brock Turner, who was convicted of sexually assaulting an unconscious woman, got off. But that was a judge thing, which was part of my earlier point, where you have a certain segment of society who seems to get off literally and figuratively on rape. No consequences. And, you know, before, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, I had huge trepidation when they would celebrate Lorena Bobbitt and women who cut men's dicks off. But you know, if judges and the NFL and other organizations run by run by 99.9% white males, if they don't see in the judicial system and in these other organizations, judicial process, that this is a problem and it's a double standard problem, that certain segment of the population doesn't get punished, well, maybe we need to encourage these young ladies to have some more white penises hanging off the side of the road. I'm going to guess that if you start cutting dicks off, you probably going to end some of these issues with rape. Because dudes think twice if they hear that all the dudes that was raping the honeys got their dicks cut off. It's like, don't even report it, because you already know dudes not going to do no time. You and the other honeys, y'all track them down. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard. And you start needling them up, you know, knock them out, cut their dick off. Leave them in that old reported tub of ice, like they used to say. You meet up with a girl and she'd, you know, sleep with her, and you wake up in that ice with one kidney missing. You just cut the dick off and just leave it on the ice in front of them. That would be a message. That would be a hell of a message. See, like, you cut Brock Turner's penis off, I guarantee you. And I mean, it would shock the rape industry. It would, like, it'd be white dudes everywhere just shaking. Well, it'd be brothers too. It'd be Mexican, you know, dudes would be shaking. Rapists would be shaking everywhere. So, ladies, you know, go back to the days of the Amazons, where they women in them packs do some cutting. Maybe that'll solve the problem, you know. And Stanford wouldn't have to ban alcohol. And probably, you know, you talking about gun control, it'd be knife control. Probably wouldn't be able to find nothing but butter knives in the store ever again. I'm just saying. I mean, you think about it, that shit would happen. It would totally happen. They'd be like, oh, hell no. There ain't no more sharp knives ever being sold ever again. If you start cutting rapist penis off, gone to win. On that note, it's a dream. So I'm going to Nas. This is Nas. Still dreaming.
Something come true. She had several cars. She had credit cards and tattoos. Lost master bachelor, getting the pedicure. A lady by the glass bowl said she been meaning to ask to and need a casual. Who can blast tools? And I'm eating cashews. Knew she was bad news, but we mad cool. Nothing sexual, cause I knew it was high school. Grew up with my dudes, like one of my crew. She worked for Fox News. One of them is that she lends a drop to. Won't come back with it, so she want them clapped in it. Says it's important that it looks like an accident. She was snorting and her eyes had bags in it. She was recording, had a wire action. 4 days before I came by, she got bagged with bricks. Crossed the line from her world of newscasting to a world of contracting. A good girl, going back. Still drinking. One, two, one, two. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. One, two, one, two. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Nas featuring Kanye West. Still dreaming. You know, I'm still dreaming myself of justice. 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. So if you want a little justice, or if you want to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com and talk about justice. Or if you're in the chat room and you want to holler about that justice, I'll let you, boy. I holler back, I think, maybe, kind of, sort of. Maybe. Or maybe not. Probably not. Anyway. Trey Mason. Trey Mason is the son of one of the members of De La Soul. He is a running back for the Los Angeles Rams. His mother came out and said he's in a bad place because of head injuries. Returning to the football field is not going to be in his future. His mother says that the head injuries that he suffered playing football has left him with a 10-year-old mindset. And I quote her, "No, actually, he shouldn't play football." He said, "Because this is the football that drives everybody that nobody even knows about. He gets knocked around and everything else. There's CTE and this head injury thing. You could say he should be playing football, but this is not what it is. After the off season, we could clearly see the change, like completely." His mother says that he isn't even aware of what is going on with his career. He doesn't even know. He's not conscious enough. Now, you know, due to the movies like Will Smith starred in summer movie, well, fall movie last year, Concussion, and all the press, negative and positive. Well, it's all negative because obviously head injuries is a major factor. I mean, injuries in particular in football, but head injuries in particular, they instituted a lot of rule changes. But still, as one doctor I believe I read said that playing football was like getting into, like, just a practice was like getting into a car wreck every day. Now, I mean, you think about that for a second. Playing NFL football with all the pads and everything is like getting into a car wreck every day. And then we still talking about head-on collisions, getting hit in the head, and how it affects people. Now, in the past, we've reported there was one person who was a heterosexual, got into a major car wreck, and was gay when he woke up. Or the woman who woke up and she could speak French. I don't know how that happened, but I mean, it's one of those unknown variable factors where a head injury can cause a serious malfunction in your perception. Apparently, your thought processes, hell, your gender orientation, as we've heard. And so, I mean, for him to lose something and just go from being, as his mother points out, a responsible human being to someone who has been involved in all kinds of activities that the police have chased him around and driven him insane, or acting out of character. I can't say it's shock, because I mean, I've talked about different scenarios where people have been in major wrecks, whatnot, had major head injuries, and some of it was laughable. But when you think about it, we don't know the extent to how the brain works, and to hear about someone losing their faculties and acting out of character, it's not really something that would be far-fetched. Not at all. And so, I mean, my heart goes out to the Mason family, and for that matter, every family who has someone who plays professional, college, hell, high school football. Because apparently, it's not right. I mean, I saw the special when Al Toon was talking about driving and forgetting where he was going. I mean, that's real serious. You're driving and you don't know, you forget where you're going. Merrill Hodge, I didn't know where I was at. He forgot who he was for a little bit. That's some scary stuff, playing football. But that kind of thing is, for some people, is important. And it's nowhere news, I guess, depending on what your thought process is. I saw something that It kind of ticked me off a little bit. It was a little article where they were talking about, there was a sense that white identity is under attack. And you know what we've been talking about all night. And it's one of those things, I hate talking about it. Not that I don't talk about it all the time, but I hate talking about it, because it's like you hear folks talking about white identity is under attack. They say is the alt-right dream of maximizing the white vote, and what is the alt-right and apparently the alternative right is supposedly it's a mainly online movement occupying positions beyond the pale of many conservatives. It has no centralized organization or official ideology. It has been described as scattered and ideologically diffuse. They supposedly recruit by opposing progressive ideas about gender, sexuality, especially race and immigration. No shock there, right? I mean, it's basically what the media would try to relabel slavery. Like remember when slavery was slavery, then all of a sudden it was human trafficking. And so you want to relabel races. And so you say the alternative right. You give races nice names. You give people filled with hate nicer names. But they're still suckers. Now, they, they talk about how these people, these alternative right wingers, whatever you want to call them, they call progressive shitlibs and cuckservatives. Nice words, obviously. But what we're talking about, and it seems to always miss people, that we're talking about the same old thing over and over and over again. We're just changing the name. They are racist. Back in the day, they were Klansmen. You know, fighting for the rights of the good white people. Then they transformed themselves white nationalists. Then they start calling themselves conservatives. But it's only conservative when it came to something that could help anybody but them. Because they had no money spent. They had no problem spending the money. As we know, under Reagan, the highlight of conservatism in his free market policies, America went from the greatest lender of money to the greatest debtor nation. Didn't take him long to spend all the cash. Why folks can't see what it is. I mean, it's racism at its highest level, obviously. We just changed the name. Faces remain nameless because it's on the internet. But it's that hate that they don't want turned back. And I say to these people who will never listen to anything that's rational, we're not like you. I mean, they jump on the Black Lives Matter. I mean, Black Lives Matter is just saying, hey, stop shooting us. If we were like you, we would just roll up to you and shoot you for no reason. But we're not built like that. Please understand that, even though you won't. And on that note, for Mr. J and his vagina-eating accident recovery, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.